Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power. Catherine Muripanga Aiken gets excited about some of the successes experienced at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Kia ora, my name's Catherine Muripanga Aiken, and I come from the Māori peoples of Te Rarawa in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'm representing them here at the Permanent Forum.
So what are some successes that you've seen so far here in this forum?
So this has been it's been quite an interesting forum, because prior to this, when I come to the forum, I am focused on making my statements and working the, you know, the government officials in there and, you know, leveraging what they hear in the room and taking it back home to New Zealand. So in follow-up action, saying, hey, you promised me this at the permanent forum when I was at the UN and I have witnesses. So that's all good. But there's been more of an internal focus amongst the Indigenous delegates, it seems, this year. So the Pacific have galvanised and said, hey, we need to better organise our region. So that's very exciting. We've taken conscious, you know, intentional steps towards creating a regional mechanism for the Pacific, and I'm so glad that's happened. And connected with that, serendipitously maybe, the Sami have also made a proposal about, you know, a funding group for like global Indigenous peoples, you know, and that's flying off the back of the world's UN World Conference on Indigenous Peoples, when we had this coordinating committee and it was all funded. And when we have that coordination as Indigenous peoples, we rock, you know, we seem to participate more, we're more coordinated, we seem to just get focused and clear on the participation and the activities we're doing. But when the World Conference fell away and it was all over in September last year, that coordinating committee disappeared too. It had no more place, no more role and function. And so the Sami were like, wow, we could really just do with that continuing. And so the Sami have proposed this continuing body. So that's really awesome. If that's there, then the Indigenous peoples of the world will be able to engage better and will be stronger. And funnily enough, I just came from a side event. Same thing for the climate change leading into the Paris COP21 conference on climate change in November. They said, Pacific, we need two people from you to jump onto the Indigenous, you know, committee that's engaging on behalf of all the Indigenous peoples in the climate change dialogue. And so that was very good. So I've come back to, you know, our caucus here in the Pacific and said, hey man, we need to get a process together and get two people on there, because now we're hearing from the UNDP, which is the United Nations Development Programme, I think, that they have a bucket of resourcing dedicated to ensuring raising the voice of Indigenous peoples in the climate change dialogue space, whatever. And so I'm so thrilled about that. And of course decolonization. There's been a lot around the traps here in the corridors of the UN amongst Indigenous peoples. We need a plan. We need a strategy, and it can't just be about a strategy inside the UN, because we've been banging on that door for so long, and they keep pushing us back. We're like, you know what, we'll continue with that, but we need our own Indigenous strategy. You know, history is all about who writes history. We want to write present into the future about, and I said to them, let's take that language out of de something, because that's coming from a deficit. Decolonizing, let's talk about it, about strengthening our self-determination, strengthening our sovereignty. Let's use that language and just bugger decol stuff. I mean, it's there, it's happening, but let's think about what we want to aspire to and achieve, and let's just go for it. So we're organizing some activity around that. Can't tell you too much, because you know, it's still early days, but yeah, we're taking a new approach to this now. It's more empowering, and I love that. It's more empowering.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.